affordable housing from the tree code of requirements for many of the same reasons that Bob Salinger and a couple of the people on the committee, I think it was Jim Labby, mentioned, an equity issue. Many of the affordable housing units are being built in and near low-income neighborhoods. These neighborhoods have fewer trees to start with. In many cases, in some cases, the exemption probably doesn't make much difference because I don't think there are very many very big trees. There aren't that many trees that are even 36 inches, let alone 48 or 54. But I'd hate to have them exempt from the tree code requirements because these neighborhoods are heat islands. These neighborhoods, they need the services of these trees as much or more than any other neighborhood does. So I have some real problems with that. And since others have been talking about some of the other stuff, I'll mention that as well. I too think that the 5,000 foot and under threshold should go away. I think it gives an incentive to create lots that are not quite 5,000. And therefore be exempt from all of the tree code provisions. And I don't see that as a good thing, particularly if they're dividing things up. They could create lots that are a whole bunch of them that are not quite 5,000 feet and then be exempt. I have some real problems with a number of those things. But the exemption of public property or public bureaus, the exemption of the affordable housing, the exemption of the site, I don't like seeing the exemption of all the road right-of-ways as a flat-out exemption. I think there are a lot of cases where sidewalks can be designed in different ways. I've seen it done in some of the inner-city neighborhoods around big trees. That can happen in some of our areas where we're putting sidewalks in for the first time as well. So I think there has to be a way that it's not just a flat-out broad exemption.
My name is Sarah Long. I just looked up the tree at 7316 Southwest 33rd Avenue that we're talking about. This is what it looks like, guys. Commissioner Fritz, see? This tree will come down over my cold dead body. The trees at 7707 Southeast Alder Street will come down over my cold dead body. It's not going to happen. It's long past time for the citizens of this city to stand up to the developers and their shills, especially the ones who work in BDS. Quit smiling at me, Stephanie. God. We're going to put a stop to this. I know you guys are pretty insulated. You don't feel the anger out there on the streets, especially since working people don't have time to come in here in the middle of the day and talk to you. You hear mostly from people who are making a salary to be here and talk to you. That's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you. Any more testimony?
Mayor, I have a couple of questions of staff. I have some questions of staff. I understand we may be losing Commissioner Novick. And what's your pleasure in the end game here?
I have some questions of staff, too. So. I know we're going to lose Steve in a moment, so.
I might come back. I'm waiting for a call that I absolutely have to take, but I can come back after the call if we're still going on.
All right. Well, let's proceed with.
I'll just tell you what I'll be guided by you and Commissioner Fritz on this. I have some questions relating to the matter which we set over. Should I just put those in writing to Commissioner Fritz, you and staff?
For the report, yes.
The report.
Thank you.
There were some questions that came up that I thought were interesting comments. They were almost like recap questions, and they struck me that there might be some fixes we can come up with. So I'll send the distinguished city forester my colleagues those questions since we're coming back. So that's done.
Okay, good plan.
Thank you. Is that it?
That's it. All right, simple enough. So can we ask staff to come back up and address some issues, I think? So refresh my memory on the 5,000 square foot provision.
She's not refreshing your memory, Mayor Hales, because you weren't here. It was a huge discussion in 2011 in adopting the code. The entire code is structured to not apply to 5,000 square foot lots. So if that's something that the council wants us and actually to direct the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability to look at in the ongoing project, we can do that. But we couldn't just change the number. the whole code is put together with the having it in mind that it doesn't apply under 5,000 square foot. In fact, for the smaller lots, the additional street tree requirements and other such things.
Okay. I guess it seems to me that provision would function even if item sub A1 wasn't there.
No, there's a whole bunch of other things that are connected to that. Can you explain
Help
better
me
than
out
me?
Here. It's not having been here in 2011 and not having.
I'm not going to say it any better than Commissioner Fritz, but it's the whole Title 11 is structured. You just kind of got to think of it as a sort of a package deal that the 5,000 square foot lot exemption. It's based on a number of considerations, including the urban development pattern, and then there's trade-offs that would also apply to smaller sites. I think you mentioned the street tree issue. So it's not something that's isolated and can be looked at in isolation. It could be. I think her point is that it's better to look at the whole package together.
It's not just in that section. It's in multiple sections.
Okay. But as a matter of policy, the thought was?
The thought was that in order to have a size house that a family could live in on a lot that's less than 5,000 square foot, it might be, as you've heard, really challenging to both save and plant significant numbers of trees on very small lots.
Okay. I'll just clarify, too, that item is on the preliminary list of items to look at with the bigger amendment project.
And I'm glad to hear that you're interested in it. I didn't like it in the first place. Yeah. I just can't say.
I'm worried about, I'm not sure if this is the correct term of art, pernicious synergy between other things in the zoning code that might cause people to split lots and this.
I think that from what we're seeing, developers don't need any encouragement to make the smallest possible lots and the largest number of them in order to maximize their profits.
I understand that problem. Okay. Then some of these relatively minor but I thought constructive suggestions about orange plastic fencing versus 6-foot chain link fencing and such.
Those are all the things that we agreed to send by email.
Right. Although that too, I do want to state for the record that was also extensively discussed in 2011, along with multiple pictures of bulldozers having knocked over said orange fencing.
But because, in my view, they feel like more like recap issues than cornerstone issues.
They are.
That I think
clearly,
and we've set that matter over anyway. I just think we can all send our emails and then get responses and decide whether we want to do amendments.
I got it. Okay, thank you. That's helpful to me.
So if I could just return to the issue of Commissioner Saltzman's amendment, as it was described by Matt Graham, you would call BDS tree inspectors to inspect the lots?
That's the understanding. If the site plan or the developer was saying, hey, I need to get the exemption for the large tree, basically coming and say, I have a 42-inch tree on the lot, I'd like to get that exemption, that's exactly when the Housing Bureau would connect up with BDS and say, hey, what's going on out here? Let's take a look at that. Do they deserve that? Where's the house going? Those kind of questions, right?
Does BDS have tree inspectors that do that?
Well, they would be the urban forestry tree inspectors.
So you would be contacting parks.
So they're
co-located.
So that's correct.
There's a system in place right now where planners can consult with urban forestry inspections when there's questions about tree preservation plans or arborist reports. I can let Jen speak. I know we're in the middle of doing an IGA, how much workload that would increase or how much staff time on urban forestry's end that would add. But
we would charge for, right? In development situations, we would charge for urban forestry's inspection time.
I would think we would need to because of the staffing issues that we have currently. Yeah, that would be additional staff work.
Can I make a proposal just for a path forward? And I do this out of deep respect to my colleagues. Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Saltzman together brought us to this moment. We're talking about an interim set of rules. And I view this substitute amendment, as being almost like a pilot. That has limited application.
No, it doesn't. Please don't continue. I need to finish what I was about to say. Because the piece that's in this new amendment that was only just put out today, that bothers me the most is that the director of the Portland Housing Bureau may adopt administrative rules for the administration and enforcement of the exemption of tree preservation mitigation requirements. It took us 10 months to do an administrative rule because the code says that it's BDS and Parks who are jointly responsible for doing administrative rules. To bring in a third bureau that's now going to do administrative rules on Title 11 is a nightmare.
It is. Well, Mr. Fritz, first of all, this amendment was sent out with the Tuesday memo. It's no different than what was sent out Tuesday memo.
Yes, I was in a meeting last night.
Seeing it today, that's inaccurate.
Secondly, yes, I had to be in a meeting last night.
Okay, but you're always pretty good about catching things, so I just want to make sure the record stands corrected. This was not presented today. It was presented Tuesday. Secondly, we're bringing in the Housing Bureau because they are the ones that administer the SDC waivers for affordability. And we want to make sure that any project that qualifies under this provision truly qualifies as an affordable project as deemed by the Portland Housing Bureau in making a decision about to waive SDCs or not.
But
we're not asking them to become the third cook in the kitchen.
You are. You're putting in Title 11.
We're only asking them to sign off that the project truly meets the Housing Bureau's affordability criteria and that they and that the BDS and the urban forestry folks conduct an inspection and make sure that they do all possible to preserve the trees.
Well, the point I was just going to make, though, because I feel like with all the work that's been put into this, I would like the two colleagues who worked the hardest to take a joint bow. I'm a stickler for protocol. Is there a tweak, Commissioner Fritz, to that provision, something like in consultation with or something like that, that would make it more palatable?
No.
So, colleagues, yeah, we've reached irreconcilable differences, Commissioner Fritz and myself, on this item. It's going to require the council to settle it. So I would call the question.
Anything else that needs to be discussed?
Well, I actually need to move for reconsideration of my vote on the amendment because I can't support the whole package with this amendment as part of it. So I'll have to, and I don't want to vote against something that I've worked on for over a year to bring to council with a stopgap measure, which is supposed to save large trees in neighborhoods across the city. So I move reconsideration of the amendment.
So we're going to reconsider our vote to accept the amendment.
If there's a second to that.
And take a vote on accepting Commissioner Salzman's amendment afresh.
Are you seconding my motion to reconsider?
Sure, I'll second your motion to reconsider.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish?
No.
Salzman.
No.
No. So,
wait a minute, you're going to have me vote no on the whole thing?
You're going to have you vote no on the whole thing. Don't look at me.
No.
Commissioner Salzman.
That was a professional courtesy. I cannot believe this. I cannot believe that you would not allow me to vote no on the amendment so that I could vote no on the, so I could vote yes on the whole thing.
Well, I guess I'm a little lost from a parliamentary point of view. I certainly want to accommodate your desires, Commissioner Fritz, but I'm not sure why you're preparing to walk out right now.
Because the motion to reconsider lost. I'm sorry if you don't understand parliamentary procedure.
I know.
Okay, I think we are at the point where we need to vote, correct?
I apologize that I had to leave, but I apparently missed some drama. Can somebody fill me in?
I'll tell you later.
Yeah, I think it would be the best way to summarize it is that Commissioner Salzman and Commissioner Fritz disagree about Commissioner Salzman's amendment, and Commissioner Fritz asked for the opportunity to reconsider the vote by which it was accepted.
And the council
that
voted
amendment
not to
failed.
Not
so what's now before us, the amendment?
What's now,
no,
before,
what's
us
now before us is, the,
is
whole thing.
The amended ordinance.
Okay.
Right. So we should take a vote on that.
You just amended the ordinance?
I'm sorry, it's not actually, no, it is, yeah, it is the amended ordinance that's before us. It's not an emergency, but it was previous agenda, so all we were doing is taking testimony on
it. You amended it today.
So therefore, it has to pass the second reading.
Okay,
I think you're right about that. you're right. We did take a testimony and amend it today. So
Carlo, this is why we'd like to have you here.
Yeah,
we missed you. We missed you during the budget hearing.
You helped me out of that one, so thank you.
So let me make some comments, if I may, because staff has done an absolutely amazing job on this whole project, and I greatly appreciate that, and so have the citizens who've worked so diligently on this, starting with Mike Hayakawa, who was the project manager before he retired. It's significant that two of the three main staff on this have now retired, kind of licking, not quite licking their wounds, but certainly with many scars to show for the whole process. So Mike Hayakao was absolutely fantastic, as was Mika Keenan, who's now moved to help solve the ITAP challenge in the Bureau of Development Services. Patty Howard on my staff worked on this pretty much full-time for the entire first year of implementation, and so did Tom Bazo. So I really appreciate them. Jen Cairo and Casey Durst and Jeff Ramsey and Danielle Bonahan and Angie DeSalvo and Shannon Stoll and Director of Arte in the Parks Bureau. Amazing, amazing work. Development Services staff, Rebecca Esau, Stephanie Beckman, Mike Hayakawa, Emily Sandy, Lauren Wurtis, Mika Keenan, and Director Scarlett, and all of the members of the Tree Oversight Committee, all of the folks who've worked so hard on this from 2007 onwards. Thank you, Margot Barnett. Thank you, Greg Shifsky. Thank you to everybody who's going to continue to work on this, and we will get some fixes made as we go along. Thank you.
So I think we actually, I need to back up because we have not accepted the report, which is item 314.
We're not doing that. That's moving, being continued for two,
we're gonna continue
for 4 weeks.
That.
That's the part that's being continued, Mayor, and that's also the area where you and I have some potential amendments.
While we bring those ideas forward, that's being continued. Are we going to continue that to a certain date?
Yes, I think we've saved one,
so
right?
So we need to.
Or did we?
We need to set the trajectory for item 314. So is it?
Want to go 1 week or 2 weeks?
I thought we said four.
4 weeks.
Four weeks.
Four weeks.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Sorry.
So that would
I think
be,
there's maybe I don't think there is a time certain because of all of the comprehensive plan time certains that are saved.
It wouldn't be a time certain, but it would be a date. Of
date.
A council.
Carla,
date.
I'm gone the first week in June. Is it possible to go to the next week?
4 weeks would have been the 27th, and
May.
You're gone then too. So.
I'm gone that
April.
Yeah, April.
I'm gone that afternoon.
Yeah, you're gone for 2 weeks, so it would be April 11th. Would be
May 11th.
Pardon.
May
11th. I'm sorry.
Is that acceptable?
Yeah.
It's for me. Okay. So item number 314 is continued to May 11th. And now item 315 is the one that we still need to act on, right?
Passing to second reading next week.
It's passing to second reading next week, right? No reason to wait longer than next week on that one. Okay. So that passes second reading next week. Okay. Done procedurally? All right. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.